The story is set in Wakanda, a small fictional African nation that hides a big secret. Built on vibranium, the Earth's strongest metal, Wakanda has the technology and power no other nation has ever seen.
Determines what happens to the rest of the world.
After his father dies in a terrorist attack, T'Challa, played by Chadwick Boseman, assumes powers of the Black Panther and becomes the new king. Filmmaker Ryan Coogler has created a contemporary African superhero.
What makes the Black Panther the Black Panther? And obviously, you got the political responsibility. You know, you got the suit. You got the claws. You know, you got the strength. We got the fact that he's African. Like, that's the thing that makes him unique.
The film raises the risks and benefits of an advanced country's political isolationism. Should Wakanda share its power and technology with the rest of the world, or hide and protect its resources from outsiders?
It's my responsibility to make sure that Wakanda does not fall into the hands of a person like you.
The film's storyline and black superhero have captivated the imagination of audiences worldwide, says Lupita Nyong'o. She plays Nakia, a Wakandan spy and T'Challa's love interest.
We have here a Marvel universe that is unapologetically black. And to see us occupy an African country with kings and queens and warriors, and it's so inspiring. It's an aspirational nation that really just kind of is rejuvenating to the human spirit.
In a VOA interview, Black Panther producer Nate Moore and costume designer and Oscar nominee Ruth Carter said everyone on the film wanted to create a movie that showcased a proud, beautiful, and intelligent black culture.
Typically in cinema, when you see Africa, it tends to be stories about poverty and stories about resources being stripped. And here's the country that in our world is the most technologically advanced in the world. That's a great kind of an example to show to kids.
Carter's colorful garments reflect African tradition and empower its characters, especially the women.
Wakanda forever!
They are actual fighters. They are generals. They are they have weaponry. They wear armor. But then we did it in a beautiful way, so the color is enhanced. The armor looks like jewelry. Their harness, as I call it, wraps the body in a certain way. They pay homage to their history.
Moore says the acting cast and the film's creators paid attention to every detail.
We went to great lengths and had cultural advisors, and a lot of our cast is from Africa. Even our dialect coach, Beth McGuire, and all of our cast members wanted to sound African. And again, at the same time, I think African-American audiences, there's a lot to pull from. And hopefully there's some inspiration, again, about learning about the roots of where African-Americans came from.
Show off.
At T.C. Williams, a racially diverse high school in Alexandria, Virginia, students are excited about the film.
I'm very excited. I feel like it gives a message, like, to younger children or just our society in general, that no one is born racist, and with this, you're sort of teaching them not to be.
I think it's super important for not only young women, but young black girls and young just black individuals to see this kind of representation in the media. And I think it'll give them a really big sense of empowerment.
But also show who we are as people and that we are superheroes in our own way. And that has been proven through like marches, black protests, that we are not just a minority, but we are a part of the majority.
Whether it's the film's messages about black pride or women's empowerment, this highly anticipated movie is also set to break the box office record in the superhero movie universe. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.